Hello, my friends. So I have a special announcement for today's episode. It's a special day and it's a special episode. So I have been paying attention to the analytics for the podcast, and I have found that I am now on every continent of the globe, which is exciting. So today's episode is about unity, and we're going to start with a couple of definitions. So the definition of unity is the state of being united or joined as a whole. And a more full definition, the quality or state of not being multiple, oneness. A definite amount taken as one for which one is made to stand in calculation in a table of natural signs, and the radius of the circle is regarded as unity. Identity element, a condition of harmony. So the other definition I wanted to look at is humanity. Humanity's definition, the human race, human beings, collectively. So when we're looking at oneness of humanity, unity within humanity, unity of humanity, I guess you could say, we're talking about the human race, human beings collectively as one human race, the state of being united or joined as a whole. All humans are united in being part of the human race. So all of humanity is one in that sense. And so now we're going to look at, what does it mean to live in harmony, right? Because unity means also being in harmony. And from what we understand about our inner world by this point in all of the research and stuff that I've brought forth on this podcast, we know that the inner world within each individual person is really important, and that kind of dictates whether or not they'll be capable of feeling in harmony with the collective as one total humanity. If they have any type of issues, healing, resentments, fear, distrust, negativity within inside them, it will be very challenging for them to be able to feel comfortable in the collective humanity without having feelings of, you know, like, this is mine, that is yours, I am me, you are you, us versus them. That all comes from, like, fear and just feelings of distrust and not understanding that the human race is here to help, support, and take care of one another. Okay, I have this website up that is Thrive Global, 3 steps to living in harmony with yourself. So from spiritual leader to spiritual leader, I find that, you know, they're all in agreement that when you find inner harmony within yourself, that is when you're capable of bringing that harmony to the collective humanity. So that's why I wanted to start with, you know, ways to find harmony within yourself. I mean, the ways that I am going to list, if there are missing things, are probably, there's many things that I could list here. But this source says, learn how to make your flaws work for you. So I'm not going to read the whole paragraph, but basically be in acceptance with who you are. I'm going to take that and just put it into my own words. Accepting who you are, the light side, the dark side, you know, the flaws, your gifts, your talents, your weaknesses, just really loving yourself and being in acceptance with who you are, and realizing if there are some darker qualities in you that really are powerful ones, that you were given them for a reason, and there's a way for you to facilitate using those. And it doesn't have to be in ways that hurts people, right? Some people have a lot of really great sales qualities and they do really well in sales, and they can use those to sell something that's really beneficial to people and use those qualities to help people. Right? So it's all in how you use your gifts and your, you know, darker qualities to make sure you're in alignment with your higher self. It doesn't mean you can't utilize all parts of yourself. Okay, the next one is practice acceptance and gratitude. So that I 100% agree with. That acceptance is really what they're talking about with making your flaws work for you anyway. Gratitude on top of that, practice it daily. Every day when you wake up in the morning, before you even move, practice training yourself to have feelings of gratitude, not just thoughts, but then allow that feeling to really embody gratitude and be grateful for the air in your lungs and the fact that you are awake in the morning. Starting your day with gratitude really sets your day in a positive direction. Being thankful for life and another chance at another day on earth is always something to be grateful for every single morning. So starting your day with humble gratitude, it just sets a really great, calm, relaxed, and happy tone to your day. I practice it every morning. The third one they list is improve what you can change. If you can change something about yourself, try to do so. This will contribute to feeling completely balanced and harmonious. So they're talking about work on personal development, which I agree with. I think there's always things that we can work towards. So that's all this person listed in this list. But to feel harmonious with yourself, I also would add to the list, make sure to spend time in nature, because we become off balance when we don't spend time in nature, and spending time out in nature really helps us rebalance. I would also add meditation to this list. Practicing some type of meditation on a daily basis and some sort of self-love practices, some sort of self-care routine on a regular basis to stay in harmony with yourself. So there's plenty more that could be added to that list, but I am trying to keep this episode a little bit shorter, so I don't want to go in a million different directions on you. So now we'll look at living in harmony in another way. We're going to look at living in harmony with others. So how do we live in harmony with other people? People that have completely different viewpoints or just belief systems or whatever. How do we live amongst each other in harmony? I have the WikiHow page in front of me, but I'm going to give you my thoughts on this. I think that having a basic understanding that every single person on Earth, including yourself, has had a unique human experience throughout their lifetime. And understanding this, that basic simple fact, like really understanding it though, it says everything that you need to understand. Somebody else walked a completely different path than you, so there's no way that they have the same information or knowledge as you. And that can be said for every single person on Earth. So to live in harmony with everyone is to just understand that each person has their own knowledge, belief system, culture, dietary habits, whatever it is, spirituality, because we're all meant to have our own unique life path. And that is what makes life so diverse and beautiful. And life is reflected in humanity. Humanity is reflected in life. So it is supposed to be as diverse as everything else in creation. And accepting it for its beauty and its perfection in diversity, and understanding that it is supposed to be as diverse as it is, and respect that means respecting everyone, all walks of life, all belief systems, and remembering that even though everyone is different, we are all still part of one human race, one humanity that shares a planet, and that needs to be respected. And the more we can build on these just basic principles of how we treat other people, our morals, ethics, values, things like that, you know, I'm pretty sure that we all have a lot more similarities than we do differences. You know, we all need the basic human needs. And I think understanding that everyone deserves all basic human needs to be met and trying to help facilitate that for all people and being mindful and being compassionate is something that is a basic, it's a basic human thing. It doesn't need to go beyond human, right? We don't need to dissect that down any further to demographic, gender, race, religion. I mean, it's a basic human thing. Be kind, be compassionate, be understanding, be tolerant. Understand that what people don't know, they don't know. Getting mad at someone for ignorance is a waste of your energy, right? If you are upset about someone's ignorance, instead of acting on that with some sort of negativity, a negative thought or feeling, be compassionate. Offer education on, you know, your way of thinking. And if they're not accepting or open to that, then leave it alone, right? It's their path. It's their journey. Maybe they're not meant to have that knowledge in their lifetime this time around. Who are we to judge anyone else? We're here to love everyone else. And the more we can cultivate a planet of understanding and love towards each other and support rather than competition and tearing people down and dissecting people and compartmentalizing people and judging people and labeling them, putting them into groups and creating like this rat race of individualism and capitalism, that is not the way to find harmony amongst all people. And I really do believe that finding harmony and unity amongst all of us is the way we're going to be able to move forward and build a better future for the planet, for humanity, and everything else. So that was my unity speech. There is nothing stronger than the power of unity. And that is my quote, and I stand by it. I really believe that together, as one human race, we really could change the planet overnight if we all focused on cooperation and coordination and combined our efforts and our intentions. So it's not a matter of if it can be done, it's will we be able to rise to the challenge as one human race and work together? It's up to all of us. So I'm sending you positive vibes, and I will leave you with that thought.